From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting amid worries about a wall and deportations. Mexican officials expressed their concerns to two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries on Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visited Mexico for talks with Mexican leaders. Tillerson and Kelly appeared with their two Mexican counterparts at a joint appearance at the Secretariat of Foreign Affairs. Here's Secretary Tillerson on the migration problem.
We recognize the existing U.S.-Mexican cooperation to curtail irregular migration, both by securing Mexico's southern border and by supporting efforts of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador through the Alliance for Prosperity to reduce violence and stimulate economic opportunity in the region.
Secretary Kelly said there would be no mass deportations and no use of military force to round up undocumented migrants. Iraq said Thursday its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi government forces moved into Mosul International Airport as tanks and armored personnel carriers surrounded runways alongside the main terminal building. A commander with the Iraqi police brigade, which stormed the airport, told Iraqi media that he was standing on the main runway and that the airport's terminal building was to the side of him. State TV reported that 90% of the main terminal was damaged in the assault. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefande Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with Syrian government and members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of talks. This is VOA News. The Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, has gotten underway in Washington, or near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs. White House advisors Stephen Bannon and Reince Priebus spoke and said they were not looking for improved relations with the press.
Not only not going to get better, it's going to get worse every day in the media. And here's why. But by the way, the internal logic makes sense. They're corporatist, globalist media that are adamantly opposed to an economic nationalist agenda like Donald Trump has.
Steve Bannon. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of their list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs come in second, healthcare third. The poll finds most Americans think the government should do more to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. do not pose a risk to the country's security. But 6 in 10 Americans support a program for illegal immigrants already in the U.S. to obtain citizenship. Authorities in Gambia have arrested the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, which has been accused of systemic human rights abuses while it was under control of ousted former president Yahya Jammeh. Officials said Yankuba Bajie and 8 other NIA employees were arrested Monday. No specific charges were listed. Bosnia is asking the United Nations top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. Bakir Izetbegovic, a member of Bosnia's three-part presidency, made the request Thursday to the International Court of Justice. The request was made despite opposition within the presidency. Two former managers at the Vatican Bank have been convicted of violating anti-money laundering norms. Paolo Cipriani and Massimo Tulli were absolved of a more serious charge. The two men resigned under pressure in 2013. The bank has been under investigation for violating Italy's anti-money laundering laws. The U.S. State Department is calling on China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. A State Department spokeswoman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and further land reclamation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.